shut the front door. It's coming back door.
There we go.
We're on the road.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing.
Hello, penetrators. Welcome to episode 68.
We're so close, buddy.
Of going back door.
We're so close.
One more episode, and we're gonna call it quits. 69 seems like an appropriate episode to end on.
You're just gonna quit? Wow.
No, we'll just rebrand.
Wow. So we're just gonna keep making infinite podcasts.
Yeah. We just keep ending on episode 69.
I like the plan. You almost broke my fucking heart there, dude. God damn it.
That's not what I was aiming for. That was a happy mistake.
God damn it.
That's what we call that. I also can't tell if this thing's still recording.
I have no idea.
So this might be the shortest or most fucked up episode, quality-wise. We are currently working with two microphones that I don't know if they actually work or not. We're finding out.
Yeah.
Brand new. This might end up being the thing that either we continue to do, or we just... Never do again, yeah.
Yeah.
Another use for these $25 mics.
Oh.
They were $25 for the pair.
Oh, okay. So I was like, oh my god, you just dropped $50 on mics just willy nilly? Wow.
Honestly, $50, $25 a piece would have probably also been worrisome on quality. So
yeah.
These might be some Chinese knockoffs.
I would assume. Gents. Mine's still green, so I'm assuming it's working.
I don't know. I put mine in my shirt, but I feel like that might have been a mistake.
Yeah, I just put it on my seatbelt.
Put it on your seat? That's a genius idea.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of a smart guy sometimes.
Pardon the crackling noises that might be happening. There we go. Probably get a better signal, too, on there like that.
Yeah. I put mine, like, up towards my chest, sitting, like, right between my titties.
Yeah, there you go.
Good spot, good spot.
Actually, you know what?
So we're currently on our way to Indianapolis.
Yep. On our way, just left town.
There was a pretty fucking scary storm that rolled through just before we decided to head out. That was cool.
What were you doing when the storm hit?
I was at work.
You were at work?
Yeah. Like, I had finished putting stock up. And I walked back to the front area and just whoosh, everything started blowing and raining.
Yeah.
It was scary.
I was outside smoking a cigarette, letting the dogs out.
Those poor guys.
And I went, get the fuck in! Get the fuck in! The second it started getting really windy, three of the four bolted into the house, and then here comes the old man rattling his way back up towards the door.
He was trying his best, okay?
No, dude, he's like looking around because he's got dementia and shit. So he's like, what's going on?
Where am I?
Some like loose sighting like flew off and like almost hit him. And he just stared at it for like a solid 5 seconds. Like, what is that? Of course, I'm screaming and he can't hear me because he's deaf. So I finally had to go out there and do hand gestures. Finally get him to go, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
We're going
you're
inside. Right. Okay, treat. Sweet.
Cool. Yeah, we're on our way to Indy. You're gonna do some stand up. Yup. Probably gonna eat a fat bag of dicks.
Wow, that's really supportive.
Yeah.
Everybody just nodded their head in agreement.
Yep.
Wow. How does that help your confidence, Todd?
It doesn't, but it's fine. It's fine. I know I'm funny.
To quote the late, great David Goggins. He's not really dead. It's just what we do here.
Yeah?
You never made a hater who's doing better than you. Until now. Everybody here is doing better than you.
You a bitch, Dalton. I'll kill all of us.
I'm inspiring you with, you know, just trying to give you motivation, you know?
Stay hard.
Yeah, exactly. Go up there.
And just start wanking my meat, right?
The first person that doesn't laugh, you punch him in the face.
He's like, what are you, fucking gay?
Yeah, why?
And just stare at him?
Yeah, why? You're like,
fuck you, that's why.
You just start screaming back at him repeatedly.
Just, wow, I knew you were a homosexual. I could see it in your eyes.
I realized another part of this plan that failed on me.
Yeah.
That window, can't roll it down now.
Why didn't...
Good thing I have a vape. So,
yeah. How was your day, buddy? What'd you do?
Woke up about 6 o'clock, laid in bed, called work at about 6:30, told them I'm not coming in, fellas. And then, that's about it. About it. You went to Walmart, bought a shitty phone case, so this could happen.
What?
And here we are.
Yeah.
How was your day?
I just went to work. I dealt with a cokehead on the phone from one of these, like, car shop companies.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it was so fucking irritating.
Oh,
I picked up the phone on the first ring. Like, I was quick drawing McGraw on that bitch. Picked it up on the first ring. And this fucker just throws a part number at me immediately and says, do you have that? Do you have that? Do you have that?
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, we don't carry that brand. Let me try to cross-reference it. And he's like, okay. I found another number. Do you want that one too? Do you want it? I got that one too. And the whole time I hear him doing the weird, like, cokehead mouth shit.
Jesus Christ.
And then, I end up finding the cross-reference part at one of our places. And he's like, can I go get it? Give me the address. I'll go get it right now. I need it right now. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll get the address. Here you go. And he's like, okay. Hangs up. And then picks up, calls me back immediately. He's like, hey, I just talked to you about a part I was going to get because I needed it right now. One of my guys already fucking got it, dude. And then just hung up.
Jesus Christ.
It was weird as fuck.
What the fuck?
I just walked into my boss's office, explained the story, and he's like, what the fuck?
Jeez.
Yeah, it was a weird interaction.
I saw on Instagram earlier, Kyrie Irving possibly going to Phoenix. What are your thoughts?
It's like they want me to commit terrorist actions against their organization.
I found it very ironic because Pat the Designer, who does like YouTube videos on the Chicago Bulls,
yeah,
kind of changed my opinion on what they should do this offseason. He made some very good points. They need to keep Nikola Vucevic. He's a top 5 center in the league. Top 10, at least.
Top 5, strong stretch, brother.
He finished top 3 in double-doubles behind Jokic and Sabonis. So, he does have something he brings to the table.
Yeah.
But yeah, he also pointed out that you have to build, like, your young guys up and, like, you really can't build a team by just throwing a bunch of superstars together and hoping it works. Like, you look in years past, it never works out.
Yep.
And...
Hey, Phoenix, you
hilariously
listening?
Hilariously, Phoenix is doing that.
Hey, Phoenix, are you listening? And I love how KD literally left Brooklyn to get the fuck away from Kyrie.
Yeah. And now here he is, back with Kyrie. Possibly.
I hope this sage-burning retard dies a horrific death before this goes down.
Who do you think gets the boot first out of Phoenix?
They're probably going to do the extra retard move and double down and be like, KD, you're gone.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking their best player, or like the guy who's young enough that you could still build something around, and maybe, and I know you're going to disagree with me on this, but like, I think Booker's probably your best option.
Yeah. Sadly, he
is. But I could also see them pulling some retard shit and trading Booker first.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this didn't work out. It must be Devin Booker that's the problem. He's been here the longest. Like, yeah. No, you trade the fucking guys who are old and over the hill first.
And then you double down on the center that's let us down in two separate playoffs.
Yeah.
Separate seasons.
But you also have to think that's two seasons, right? He's been in the league since 2018. Bro's still got some, like, chance to maybe get it together.
I don't think so.
I think the only hope for him, though, at this point is, like, getting the fuck out of Phoenix and going somewhere else. Like, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if he went somewhere else
but no one turned out to be something. Now no one wants him. Because after this, like, after the last playoff series, last year, I can't remember who it was, but someone offered him a big-ass contract.
And Indiana.
It was the Pacers. Okay. And then Phoenix had to match that. And then by matching that, they set him at a president's to be at, like, a supermax.
Yeah.
After this season, now no one wants to fucking pay that.
Especially with how this new CBA is set up.
Oh, it's fucking crazy.
It's going to be so hard for teams to trade players with big contracts.
Yeah.
Especially ones that are, like, mid, you know? Yeah. Unless you can find a suitor like, I don't know, Houston Rockets or somebody like that, or Detroit's known for doing stupid shit like that.
Yeah. But
I think they've kind of changed their ways a little bit. It seems like they're trying to actually build something.
For fucking once.
Wake up, Penetrator! Get some W in your cup! W, brother, is a jitterless, sugarless energy drink brought to you by W.GG. And it's packed good with caffeine and other goodness to just wake you up and put a real kick in your pants to start your day. If you know what I'm saying. Brother.
Yeah, it tastes good.
The lovely flavor we have in said cup is Galaxy Grenade.
How long have I been asleep?
Hours. I've been up cooking, brother.
Did we finish the podcast?
I did. I don't know about you, but I had W in my cup, so I stayed wide awake the entire time. I felt sharp, but not on edge. And that's a good distinction with your uppers in your life, folks.
I think I fell asleep during a UFC rant.
Possibly. That is usually a going back door exclusive, is me ranting about the UFC being shit, even though I love it.
Are we in the middle of an ad?
Yeah, we're doing an ad right now, brother, for W.
Oh, yeah. What do you got here?
That is the Galaxy Grenade, brother. That is one of the wonderful flavors brought to you by W. And I know other people are asking, like, do they make any other potential flavors besides...
What other flavors do they have?
They have a wonderful Calo Cream, my friend.
Do you have any? Where the fuck did this come from?
A gift from the Dubby Gods, that's what it is.
I guess.
Calio Cream. It's a mango orange dreamsicle concoction packed to the brim.
I definitely didn't throw this to myself. I don't know where this came from.
With goodness. I know we didn't throw it to ourselves, Dalton. It was a gift from the Dubby Gods.
Dubby Gods?
The Dubby Gods.
No.
And that is GBD Pod.
Well, as the late great Biggie Smalls once said, WWW, can't you see? Sometimes your caffeine just awakens me. You know? So, maybe I need more. Maybe I'll be more awake.
If you take enough, you might see Biggie Smalls. WWW, can't you see? All these other hosts don't fuck with me. I have murdered Dalton. So yeah, GBD Pod for 10% off shit. Your entire W order, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm definitely awake now.
W is a cheaper alternative to the powdered G Fuel. It is delicious, tastes great, jitterless energy, folks, that is brought to you at a level and stable delivery system. It's more like the time release Adderall instead of just railing the motherfucker, you know?
It's making me cry, I'll tell you what.
The W's so good you cry about it.
It's good stuff. What was the promo code again?
GBD Pod for 10% off your entire W order at W.GG. GBD Pod for 10% off.
Isn't there also a quick link on the website?
Fuck, there might be a quick link on the website. GBD. Goingbackdoor.com.
Yeah, goingbackdoor.com. They should check that out, too.
Yeah, there's a nice link there that can take you to the lovely W.GG. GBD Pod for 10% off. GBD Pod.
You think we should send it back to the episode?
I think we should, potentially. Take it back to the show.
One more thing. Sing it with me. WWW. Can't you see?
I will say, I am a little bit excited with the Bulls, young guys they got. I really hope they get D. Rose again. Honestly, I am okay with it, as long as they also get a shooter this offseason. Because if they just get the whole, like, everybody that was there last year back, and Derrick Rose, it's like, come on, we already know how this is going to work.
Yeah.
You need an actual point guard who could shoot. That's what their number one concern should be this offseason. And I do think that could be Coby White, maybe. But you're also going to need another shooter. So, like, if you think Coby White's the guy, go for it. Let's take faith in Coby White. I'm not against that idea. But also, let's get a fucking shooter because we don't have any. That's the one thing that irritates me about their draft night selections. They got that one guy who's like, he's basically Derrick Jones Jr., but is like worse of a shooter.
Yeah.
And then they got a big guy who, if you've seen his highlight reel, I can't remember his name, played for UConn. Every time he shoots a three, it takes him like a solid 5 seconds to finally get that motherfucker off.
Oh.
Like he catches and then like just squares up and like stares at the basket and then shoots. And even his release is like slow as shit. But it goes in. So
are you surprised? How tall is he?
6'9". So he's not that big.
He's not even big.
He's not even that big, but he's like wide at least. He's bulky.
So they got Charles Barkley.
It's literally better than having Javonte Green play center last year as a backup. So I'll take that as a plus. Or Marko Simonovic, who at this point fucking letting walk. This dude's 7 foot and weighs like 190 pounds.
Yeah.
There's no hope at this point for him.
What is Chet doing?
Chet Hogan?
Yeah. I know he was out for like the entire fucking season.
I think he's trying to make a comeback. I don't know. I haven't really heard much about him.
Did they release him?
No. He's still on the OKC.
Oh, okay.
But he had that ankle injury and they haven't brought him back. I think they were being a little bit more like not trying to rush him back so they don't get him hurt, so they're being a little cautious about it. So
yeah. When did they pick in the draft? I don't even remember.
OKC?
Yeah. Because they had to have been pretty high.
They weren't that high. They actually made the play-in, I think, if I remember correctly. I think the moves they made were... I can't remember. They didn't get anybody super notable. Now I think about it.
Hey, baby, please.
Did you see the thing about Josh Giddey wants out of OKC?
No.
Or it's rumored? Yeah, apparently he doesn't like playing in Oklahoma City.
Why?
I guess he just doesn't like the... From what I read, it was like he doesn't like Oklahoma City, he doesn't like the fans,
He doesn't like the atmosphere and stuff. Are you going to play music?
I'm listening to a podcast.
While we're recording a podcast?
While we're doing a podcast, yeah.
This seems like a horrible idea.
No, it's cool, bro.
Is it going to be loud? Where
no, I'm going to have... I have earbuds in.
Oh, you have earbuds in?
Yeah, I've had them in the whole time.
Okay, okay. I thought you were playing it on the stereo, too. And I was like, Todd, this is a bad idea.
No, I'm smarter. Okay. I'm smarter than that, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Give me something. I know. I just didn't know if like you were tweaking right now out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's what we need, some background music for the pod.
You know what would be great for background music? The Joe Rogan Experience. This episode's got Robert F. Kennedy in it. It's great.
Yeah, this jacked old man. He says, shoot me.
I don't know. I think I'm bone for him, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen him talk?
Yeah, he sounds like Emperor Palpatine.
I want to have 4 years of that voice.
He just sounds like he's dying.
Yeah, exactly. I want to have a little bit of Trump and a little bit of Biden, and, you know, and not totally fucking nuts. I want a little bit of the middle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think this might be the guy. Either that or my nuclear option of Kanye 2024. One of the two.
Hey, if Kanye can run, I would probably vote.
Dave Smith. That's who I'm voting for.
Yeah, but a lot of his views are kind of retarded, too.
Louis J. Gomez for president.
I'd much rather have his son.
I'm voting for Ari Shaffir.
Baby James for president, 2024.
Baby James for president.
I beefed with a guy on Facebook this week. That was pretty cool.
Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, you beefed with a guy on Facebook. I beefed with a Chicago reporter on Twitter.
Yeah, Dalton got blackout drunk and then just went ham on Twitter.
Oh, it was glorious.
He had a Roseanne Barr night, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Oh, dude, I continued once I sobered up. I read the messages and was like, no, this is justified. I still stand on this. Fuck this guy.
I didn't lie. I didn't miss.
I don't even remember his name. I think it's something Cowley. But, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
He can suck my nuts.
Yeah.
From the back.
Yeah.
He put his nose on my asshole for all I care.
With his thin, greasy-ass lips.
Yeah. What a dumpster fire of a human being that man is.
Yeah. I did say that to the guy on Facebook, though. I told him he could suck my dick from the back with his thin, greasy-ass, Caucasian-ass lips.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep. I was going ham, as the kids would say. Was in fact no baloney.
We haven't crossed over to Indiana, have we?
No.
Oh wait, that makes sense. Never mind. Like, it's 4:14 already. I didn't feel like it. We've been on the road that long. But actually, we have been on the road that long.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, my time is all fucked up today.
It's been a good minute. We can't even check how long we've been recording
yet. We really can't. I mean, there's no real...
I don't feel like it can see me at all.
I set it back where it's a zoomed out angle, so hopefully it catches you.
Yeah.
I don't know if it will. It's kind of aimed over a little bit, too. So I don't even know. I feel like I'm off. So it might be just like either
shooting
one
like the
angle.
Back of my seat like this.
It's
right
just
here.
The back of the seat in this fucking half drink Mountain Dew that are in the camera angle.
That's a hot.
It's great.
That's a hot angle. Bro.
This is gonna be a fun video to edit. I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what. It's gonna be all shaky and shit too.
Oh, it's gonna be god awful. It's gonna be great. We're gonna get the vibrations of the vibe the entire way there.
The good vibrations. Come on, come on!
You know what? Fuck them. That's what I say. Fuck them.
Fuck them all to death.
Oh, man. Is there anything else that happened this week? I'm trying to think.
The hazardous air conditions in Illinois.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Canadian fire.
Yeah, fuck you, Canada.
Dude, it was so smoky yesterday. I swear to God, I saw a submarine wrapped around a telephone pole. You like that one?
That was stupid as fuck.
I've been holding on to that one for, well, since yesterday. Haven't told it to anybody.
What?
Saved it just for this exact moment.
I'm proud of you, but
of us hopefully recording a podcast.
It was so thick, you saw a submarine wrapped around a telephone pole.
Yep. Yep. Wrapped around a telephone pole. Just like your sister.
Bro. You're the one that's like, you stop making family jokes. And then you're always the first one to do it. Just like I wasn't the first one to fuck your dad right in the ass.
Okay, alright. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
I think it's when we go overboard and it becomes like 5 minutes of us just doing it.
Yeah. It's a lot of times of me and your dad more than 5 minutes of just doing it.
Jesus Christ. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Jesus Christ.
Oh, get out of the road.
Move, bitch.
There were no raccoons. You missed them.
I thought that was a fox. It looked like a fox, maybe.
Could have been a fox. I thought it was a little coon, but...
Dude, I scooped up a dead fox this week at work.
Oh.
It had been, okay. So we're pretty sure it was there, like, Friday morning. And then we didn't get back till Monday. So, by Monday, it was very, 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 very,
ripe.
It was ripe, yeah.
It
smelled like hell.
Yeah, I'm sure the rotting fox carcass did not smell great, yeah. Buddy. Thank you, my love.
Tell you what, fox did not say much, though.
It wasn't the rap.
No, it didn't do any of that shit.
Or like kick, 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 kick. I don't even remember the fucking sounds.
I think it was rat-ta-ta-ta or something like that. Might
We're
be
in the hood, rat-ta-ta-ta.
Or maybe it was re. I don't know.
So funny story. There's a special needs kid. He's like the sweetest little dude. He comes into my job sometimes.
Yeah.
Really good friends with my boss. One of my coworkers the other day was driving to go get breakfast for him and my other coworker. Almost drilled somebody on a bike with their hood up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the person didn't look when they just drove into like a busy road.
Yeah.
Just fucking whipped right in there, almost got drilled. He had to slam on his brakes and shit. He gets beside him and screams, "Get out of the road, you fucking crackhead." And then happenstance, that little guy comes walking in to my job later that day.
Uh-huh.
It's a special needs kid. He called him a fucking crackhead and he didn't know it was him.
Oh my god.
It was fucking hilarious.
Oh my god.
I laughed so fucking hard.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I legitimately cried.
That's like the, did I ever tell you the story about the teacher I had in high school? You remember the former football coach we had on history?
Yeah.
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 There was a kid that every day he'd run down the hallway and he tried to like catch him like 3 or 4 times. Well, he finally caught him one day. What was the thing he yelled at him? Oh, yeah, he yelled, "Can you not hear me? Get back here." And then he comes back to the room and he goes, "That was a deaf kid." So, dude, it gets better. Because he walks in the room and he's like, you know, kind of ashamed. And then he looks down one of the rows, and there's a kid on his phone. He's like, "Hey, Dakota, get off your phone. No phone's in class." And Dakota goes, "But you just yelled at a deaf kid." And he walks over to the window, opens it up, and like sticks his leg out like he's gonna jump. He's fucking dead. It's the funniest shit ever.
You know what? He caught me. I'm just gonna kill myself.
Oh my god.
Which shouts out to Louis, that is always an option.
Yeah. What is this place?
Mill Creek. It's like the saddest little lake too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, look at it. It's tiny as fuck.
Oh my god.
Like it goes a little bit over there, but it's mainly like trees.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sure there's a lot of bass.
Wow.
Probably a lot of bass in there.
Bass?
Yeah, they got bass.
Little man!
I really want to see the fucking other one, dude.
With the little truck or whatever?
There's a little one of those little vans, but it's camo in this area. It's got stupid big fucking tires on it.
I remember you telling me about that.
In a crazy light bar. I've seen it like twice and never again.
You know what we should have done that would have been kind of cool?
Acid?
No, we should have had like a second phone going recording and we could have put it on your window.
And just do like two selfie cams like we're...
Yeah.
Like we're recording like a movie. Like we're making a movie where we're in a giant mech fighter and it's just like right here.
Yeah.
Or like we're in a spacesuit.
I've got a thing that you can hang on your neck and then the phone is like right here.
Is it called a noose?
Pretty much, yes. The phone is basically sex choking you from the back.
Dad?
Yes. Exactly.
Honda Fit. Those things are sick.
It's like a thing you do when you drive, I've noticed.
I get tismed out about cars,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it amazes me out every time. It's like a glance, and you're like, oh, that's blah, blah, blah. Holy shit, the blah.
Well, thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. That's my Rain Man.
Wow.
That's my Rain Man. Everyone's got a Rain Man. What's your Rain Man?
Good thing here.
The podcast just started playing scared the fuck out of me.
I feel like it's like taking apart things, putting it back together. But then I also have broken like three watches this week doing that.
Oh.
So, they're Walmart watches, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, let's just say shitty craftsmanship then.
Yeah. That's what I'm marking that up to. It wasn't me ripping the insides of it on accident out, trying to take the battery out.
Wait, tell me, you've just been taking apart watches for funsies?
No, I was trying to replace the battery because I didn't want to go to Walmart with a bunch of watches.
Yeah.
So I spent $18 on this kit you can get to, like, change watches, to take apart watches and stuff.
Yeah.
Surprisingly easy, actually, to do. Once you've watched a few YouTube tutorials. And not just go balls to the wall and try it.
Yeah.
So, which is where I fucked up.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
I just want to point this out.
What?
How, just, so, fun story. Okay.
Yeah.
Storm comes through, right?
Bitch, why are you going 45?
Storm comes through. I looked at the radar. See where it was headed and all that. It's heading east, right?
Yeah.
Heading towards Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Thinking, okay, cool. We're going to be behind it. Shortly after that, Todd calls me. And goes, hey, buddy. I think we're going to head out a little early so we can avoid the storm. And I responded with, Todd, or no, you're like, it's heading east.
Yeah.
Like, Todd, we're heading east, and it just passed through. We're going to be behind it and be all right the entire way. I mean, if anything, we're going to avoid it the entire way.
Hopefully.
So, I wanted to know, was this you having a retard moment, or were you like,
I'm just anxious.
Or, okay, that's what it was? Just
the anxious retardation, yeah.
Okay.
Oof.
Holy shit, it's back out.
Throw it back. Oh!
I feel like the only thing we'd run into a problem with is, like, if there's a tree down or something in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
You know? But...
Which that was one of the reasons I was like, yeah, we should leave early just in case, bro.
Yeah, I just thought about that. But, you know, by this time I would imagine that somebody probably has already moved
got it out of the way.
Yeah.
Too.
When I came home, there was like a tree branch in my porch, and then my neighbor's porch got absolutely fucked by a big old branch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the guy was out there trying to move it, like one-handed with a fucking cigarette.
Jesus Christ.
I go out to help him, and then he just like moves out of the way, and I just move it. Like, oh, okay, fuck me too. Sorry for helping.
I'm still shook about how the park looked.
Yeah. That was crazy.
There was that tree literally looked like it was pulled up by the roots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wild.
80 mile an hour winds. They go pretty fast. Ah, fuck. Yeah, it's been a pretty...
This episode is brought to you by Dubby.
Shout out to my fucking mom.
Dubby.gg. Promo code GBDPOD. Shout out to Todd's mom. The only person that's buying this shit, apparently. Or using the promo code, I should say.
Yeah.
You're all lacking. Step your game up.
Yeah.
It's Dubby.
And to that one cocksucker who was like, oh, you only have 37 subscribers? Suck my dick, faggot.
Wait, who said this?
It was the guy I was beefing with on Facebook. It's a fat BMX dude. And he talked shit to one of my friends about his mom being dead. And she, like, just died. Called her a bitch and a bum or some shit. I went to war in the comments, my brother. I went to battle.
Am I going to have to, like... I should have brought my bike. We could have had a fat kid BMX off.
Dude, you'd probably wreck him.
Probably not. I can't even bunny hop, to be honest with you.
I clicked on his profile. Like, the first thing I fucking seen was a Buccaneers thing. Hopped in the comments, and I was like, and this fucking retard is a Tom Brady fan. What a fucking boy kisser.
We should have brought Eli a bike.
Yeah, Eli would have fucked him up.
Eli would have fucked him up. It amazes me every time what that motherfucker could do on a BMX bike.
Hello, penetrators. Welcome to GBD Shop ad here on your favorite podcast.
Going back to work. Shut the front door. It's going back to work.
What do we got on the going back door website?
We have a fucking hat.
Shop page.
We have trucker hats. Complete with a nice little piece of ribbon across the front, like the old school truckers used to wear. And like the late, great Biggie Smalls, we have t-shirts. And on top of t-shirts, we have mugs.
Shut the front door, it's going back door. It's the nice slogan that we're running here for the penetrators.
Yeah, they could have looked better, but whatever. Anyways, yeah, the shirts are great. The hats are good. We couldn't afford to buy multiple for both of us. So buy more or buy some and...
Maybe I'll put a shirt on.
Sport us. Maybe Todd will put away his nipples.
All three of them.
And I'll put away my hairline. As the late, great... Justin Timberlake, what's up? We're bringing sexy back.
Yeah!
With GBD Shop at goingbackdoor.com. So, check that out. You'll love it.
And like the late, great Kobe Bryant.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You won't be able to hear women say no. While wearing a GBD pod acquired hat.
Because you won't hear them over your awesomeness.
Exactly. You won't be able to hear them over your clout.
Chains are not included.
Yeah. Basically, John Morant should just buy one of our shirts instead of waving a gun on Instagram.
Okay.
Then black people might respect him. Back to the episode.
We're such a big dude. It's incredible.
Yeah. So anyway, we continued our beef. And I was like, I know horses have weight limits. Do bikes do? So I feel like you're getting pretty close, big dog.
You can fat kid approve a bike. It's pretty easy. I've done it.
Yeah, I know. I was just being a dick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was just trying to hurt his feelings.
Me coming in logical and ruining this whole thing. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, look at you go.
Dear God, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, and he's like, I bet I do 5 times the physical activity you do in the day. And I was like, okay. You obviously need to do more because it's not working. And I was like, oh, it's probably more of a diet thing. You seem like a guy who knows how bananas feel, but not taste. And he's like, yeah, bananas are gross. And I was just, got him. Fucking got him. You just proved my point, buckaroo. Oh no, the police is out.
My, speaking of diet, my diet?
Yeah.
It's going. I think I'm finally getting to the point where it's getting used to it.
Nice, dude.
So, yeah. Dude, frozen meals.
Yeah.
It's the best way to... For some reason, Kroger has, like, the best
shit
I've found.
Oh, shit. Oh, power line.
Holy fuck.
Oh, that boy is doing a hard lean.
Oh, my God. I hope the camera got that. That was crazy.
The poll really said they went that way.
God damn.
Oh, this one's hot.
No, dude, you want to go to Paris?
Are we going to be those fellas in Paris?
I'm sorry, what were you referencing?
A song by Kanye West and Jay-Z.
I don't think I've heard it. What's it called?
Fellas in Paris.
That doesn't ring a bell. I've heard another song. I
fall so hard, motherfuckers want to find me. First, they got to find me.
Well, that's not what that song's called, Todd. What's that song called?
Dalton, you know I can't say the name of the song. What's the name?
I don't know. Okay. That's why I'm asking you.
All right. This just in. Dalton's a racist.
I'm not. But I'm not familiar with Kanye and Jay-Z's catalog, apparently. What is this song called?
You're a racist. That's...
That's not what this is. No. What's it called, Todd?
I can't do it, buddy. I'm not allowed to.
What?
Due to the lack of melanin in my skin... Even though I'm covered in freckles.
That's a bit racist.
It's not the same thing.
That's a bit racist.
How is that racist?
I don't know, but it's somehow racist.
Melanin is what makes black people black.
Now that is racist.
What? Yeah, you're right. Science is racist. It's white supremacist.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes. Yes.
Asperger's was a Nazi, and I think you're getting pretty close, buddy.
All right, cool. White supremacy. Fuck yeah. You're like the hard right I took there?
Yeah.
They're both metaphors, but you know.
It was pretty literal.
Yeah, it was pretty... Well, it wasn't very liberal, but...
So, do you think Joe Biden's a clone?
What?
You think Joe Biden's a clone?
No.
I've been a fan of this conspiracy this week I've been getting into.
Dude, okay. I heard a crazy conspiracy theory yesterday. Well, I'll let you... What's your conspiracy theory?
I got quite a few I've been baking on this week, big dog.
Okay, what's the Joe Biden? Give me the Joe Biden.
So, Joe Biden is basically a retarded baby every time he's in public.
Uh-huh.
He's a clone. They just download as much as they physically can into, like, a brand new body and just throw him out there.
Okay. That's, God, I wish I had the soundboard right now.
Yeah.
That is some crazy shit right there.
It's just something that's been kicking around on the internet for a while. Why is...
The one I heard was about the smoke we had. That they're burning plastic in Canada to poison
America.
Shut up. They're burning, I mean, fuck, I don't know. I love how Canada's just allowed to be the softest country in the world after they committed the most war crimes per capita for World War II. Look it up, it's real. The abominable war criminal, some would say, of Canada is now the softest country. Wow. What happened, boys?
I thought Sweden was the softest country in the world. Or France.
They don't count. They're in the wrong hemisphere. They're not our part of our world. Wrong hemisphere.
What, you gonna tell me the Earth's flat?
Fuck off.
It is.
Alright, Hank Hill ass, shut up. But, yeah, what, is that, I mean, I could kind of see that.
Yeah. You got any, new material for tonight?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Just running old shit?
Yep.
Wow. Is this, like, one of the class things?
No.
Or is this just an open mic?
Just an open mic.
Cool.
Yeah, the Jer Bear should be there. That'd be pretty cool.
I've had thoughts of going up, but yeah.
You don't want to? You scared?
The stage fright thing is just like, yeah.
I mean, you're already talking to a microphone, buddy.
Yeah, it's
3/4 of it.
It's different, you know? Because I can't see the people on the other side of this shit.
I mean, yeah.
I can't hear them making fun of me for being a fat retard, you know? My feelings can't be hurt in the moment. It's fine. The comment section can be hurtful, but that's fine.
Yeah, in the moment, it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. There's no feedback.
Also, I did also want to point out another beef I had this week.
Yeah?
Our good friend Cody is dead to me. He unfollowed me on Instagram, so I've unfollowed him on Instagram.
War.
Also, the podcast and the network will be unfollowing also on Instagram soon.
I don't sign off on this, buddy.
Matter of fact, I think I'm going to block him on all our social media.
Oh my god.
Yeah. out of pettiness.
Does he at least follow the Twitter?
I don't even think he follows our podcast, to be honest.
There's no way he watches it.
Yeah, there's no way in hell he watches it.
He hasn't given a fuck about our voices in about a year.
Yeah. He hasn't given a shit since he left. Even when he was here, I don't think he gave that much of a shit. So.
No, he was overworked.
Yeah, he was over it. So, I don't blame him, but also, he unfollowed me on Instagram, so it's war. You know?
And war so, never changes.
Yeah.
So when are you going to kill his family?
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let nature take its course. I'll find the perfect time to get my payback.
Dude, one of the funniest things you can say to him is, when you first time you see him in a while, it's like, oh, you still have all your toes. That's good to see. Hilarious.
I'm just hoping he puts music out so I can make fun of it publicly.
Oh, yeah. Well, why haven't we done that already? Doesn't he already have music out?
Tune in next week. Oh, no, wait. Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon episode. We're going to be making fun of Cody's music. Tune in. We'll find some stuff.
If not, we can go real deep in the group chat. We can find it.
Yeah, it's somewhere. He is fucked up somewhere and put it out, so.
I think it was one of the days I was just, like, rapping in the group chat. Remember when I used to get, like, really drunk and just sing in the group chat like a piece of shit?
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. Never listened to a lick of it.
You're a piece of shit, bro. Yeah. I know Cody listened to everything.
The second you started singing, I was like, nope, not today, Todd.
Wow. I feel the hate, brother.
Oh, shit. wasn't hate. It was more like, well, it was hate.
I was just having fun.
Hey, all I'm saying is, maybe you should stick to comedy and not start a singing career.
No shit.
It's not in the cards for you.
That's why I released it in the safety of the group chat. Yeah, open for a safe space with the homies.
Yeah, but for content purposes, we're releasing that also on the Patreon. So, dude,
I'll fucking kill myself.
Huh?
I'll fucking kill myself.
Well, we have an exit strategy for Todd. Alright, dude, I'm feeling it. Go ahead and release it. I have some excuse.
It's been coming for a long time. Go ahead and let it play.
Go ahead and let it play. Just let it happen. I'll save it for the first time you decide to release a special. I'll sneak it in for the intro music.
Me singing a little peep song.
Oh my god. Drunkenly singing a little peep song.
Very drunk singing
a little
peep song.
It'll be fucking great.
Oh no, the rest area closed. It doesn't look like anything's fucked up over here.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
At first, I thought it was a fucking tornado when the wind kicked up.
Oh yeah, dude, it got real bad.
It just showed up out of nowhere.
Real bad, real fast.
Ew. Big truck injury, call the hammer, 800-800-8888. Callthehammer.com.
Well, I feel like we've been at this for an hour. You want to go ahead and call the quits?
Ooh, yeah. That was a big-ass pothole. That scared me.
On the
That was
podcast.
A weird sound. Yeah. Tune in to the Patreon to see us make fun of Cody's music. See you later, Penetrators. Follow me on Instagram. Get fucked. Follow me on Instagram at FuckToddGBD. Oh shit, it's the police! The rest area closed. Oh shit!
Oh fuck.
Oh shit. Big truck injury? Call the hammer. 800-800-8888. Some dumb white bitch hit a truck.
Holy shit. Motherfuckers do not know how to drive.
Reason 678 why women shouldn't have license.
Alright, this will be Todd's last episode because he's about to get brutally murdered, I think.
Follow me on Twitter at FuckToddGBD. See you later, penetrators.
Check out our website. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Backdoor Going on Twitter. Going Backdoor on Instagram. Check out the website, goingbackdoor.com. Check out the Patreon. Patreon.com/ Going Backdoor Podcast.
Woo!
What else?
Shout out to Kumi.
Mine is the real D Todd at GBD on everything.
Follow it up, slut.
Yeah, fucking horse. We love you. Bye.
Bitch.
Hey. Don't turn in the going back door. This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton Todd are extremely gay.